Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes along with Sister Velvet to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry Broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place confinement, wherever it might be, to bring to you the good news of the gospel of Jesus Christ, to let you know Jesus come to set people free from the bondage of the enemy. And place you on the road to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that's behind prison bars. And we are here on radio to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ to all of you. Praise our God. Amen. That's listening to this means by radio. We have a message we're going to be teaching from. Praise God. Coming from the fifth chapter of the Gospel according of the Paul's epistle to the Galatians. So call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for this exciting message. At the close of the broadcast, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the word of God. Jesus comes to set people free from the bondage of sin. Because God don't want his children living in sin. You cannot serve God in your sins. So Jesus come to bring us out of sin. That's all the way out. Not just part of the way out, but all the way out. That's why Jesus said in St. John 8:36, "For he that the Son set free is deed." Jesus will give you a deed to your freedom. Amen. Put the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet.
Yes, he will.
Amen. Because God wants his children to have the devil under their feet. Where they can look Satan in the eye and say, "Satan, what I have been, I'm not going to be no more."
Amen.
The Lord wants to change people's lives.
Yes, he does.
Amen. Whether you incarcerated or whether you out there in the free world. Because there's a lot of people out there in the free world bound in the prison house of sin. You got preachers bound in the prison house of sin. Amen. If you feel like you can't get free, you're in prison. But Jesus come to open up the doors and let you come out. Amen. That's good for introduction. Let's go to Galatians, the fifth chapter, starting at verse number 1. What did Paul say?
Galatians 5:1. "Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty where Christ has made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of a bondage."
Now, Paul was telling the church in Galatians, and he's talking to us today, to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free.
Amen.
And be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Amen. The Lord wants us to be free. When Jesus set us free from the bondage of the enemy, we're supposed to remain free. Not to go back into that stuff again. Because sin has no place in the kingdom of heaven. Jesus come to bring us out of sin so we can go to heaven. Because as Jesus said in St. Matthew 5:8, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." How can your heart be pure if you still indulge in the sins of the world? Your heart cannot be pure if you still indulge in the sins of the world. But Jesus come to bring you out of sin. Praise God. Amen. And Paul was saying, when the Lord set you free, don't be entangled again with the yoke of bondage. And the yoke of bondage is the sinful nature. Don't go back into that stuff anymore. And Jesus come to give you something good in the place of it.
Yes, yes.
The Lord will give you that joy you can't find out there in the world. Praise God. I'm telling you, can't nobody satisfy you like Jesus can. Because he will give you that joy you can't find in alcohol, tobacco, marijuana, crack, cocaine, you name it. Jesus will give you joy that's beyond all of that pollution of this world. The lust of the flesh. Jesus will give you power and give you joy that's beyond the lust of the flesh. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. Jesus satisfied. He will satisfy you. Amen. I've been satisfied since I've been sanctified. The Lord will satisfy you. Amen. You ain't got to be entangled with that yoke of bondage. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. What did verse 2 say, Missionary Velvet?
Behold, I, Paul, say unto you that ye be circumcised. Christ shall profit you nothing.
Now, some people say, well, I joined a church. I've been baptized in water, shaking a preacher's hand. I'm telling you, that's not enough. Amen. But the thing I let you know is that Jesus come to put that life in us. That life got to get in us. A change got to take place in your heart. It's not enough to put your name on a church book. It's not enough to shake a preacher's hand. It's not enough to be baptized in water. But you got to be washed in the blood of the Lamb. Be sanctified holy if you want to make heaven your home. There's a lot of sinners go into water, a dry sinner, and then they come out a wet one. The change don't never take place in their soul. Water is only a testimony that you change in your way of living. But water does not take out anything. Whatever name you say you were baptized in, whether, amen, you were baptized according to what Jesus said in St. Matthew, in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, or whether you were baptized in Jesus' name, as Peter preached in Acts 2:38. Amen. But if you haven't been washed in the blood of the Lamb, you go in a dry sinner and come out a wet one. I'm telling you, praise God. Amen. But Jesus come to change lives and make your life brand new. After you were baptized in water, you got to go to Calvary. Let Jesus do his part. Let him breathe in your soul. Sanctify your holy. Root out that indwelling sin that we inherited from the fall of Adam. Place in us a brand new nature, the nature of Christ. That's the new birth, being born of the Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Amen. Being born of the Spirit is when the Lord Jesus breathes life in your soul. Sanctify you holy. Praise God. Write your name on heaven's roll. You got a seat in the kingdom. Praise God. A candidate to receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost. And that with fire. Because the Holy Ghost comes on Jesus. Amen. Like the dove ascended. In the third chapter of the gospel according to St. Matthew. After Jesus rose out of the water, here come the dove coming down, landed on Jesus. And the dove represents the Holy Ghost. Amen. I'll tell you, when the Holy Ghost comes, it comes on a clean vessel. You cannot put a Holy Ghost in something that's dirty. Like Jesus said, you can't put new wine in old bottles, or the bottle be burst. And you got some Christian talking about they are Christian, claiming they got the Holy Spirit and cursing like the devil. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, you can't put new wine in old bottles. That bottle got to be purged. That bottle got to be cleansed. There's only one way to cleanse that bottle. That is through the blood of Jesus. Jesus is the only way to clean your life out. That's why Jesus said, St. John 14:6, he said, I am the way, the truth, and the light. No man come to the Father except by me. You must go through Jesus to get to God. You can't come in no other way. You got to go through Jesus. Praise the Lord. Amen. And when the Lord sets you free, you can be able to stand fast and live holy. A life with victory and power over the devil. Because you got the greater power in your soul. That is Jesus Christ. And greater is he that's in you than he that's in that world. Amen. That's a powerful message. Praise the Lord. Amen. We're going to pick up on another broadcast. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith as we open up today's message today. Praise God. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the opening of today's message, talking about or telling us to stand fast in your liberty.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, look on the people with mercy. Though that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I'll live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the seat of forgiveness. Wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick. Though they're sick in their bodies, I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the flu bug, the coronavirus. Lord, touch and heal. Drive out arthritis, eye problems, eye disease. Drive it out in the name of Jesus. Open up deaf ears. Praise God. Lord, cause the lame to walk. Amen. Open up blind eyes. Lord, deliver the people and set them free. Lord, do these things. We will praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hand up and say, thank you, Jesus. By his stripes, I am healed. While you're praising God for deliverance, think of our beautiful companion, Missionary Bill.
Praise him, praise him. The Lord is so good. He is so merciful that he loves each and every one of us. The songs say, fix me, Jesus, fix me. Why? I'm in this world. The Lord wants us to be able to stand and have a relationship with him. And he can do it for you and I. Those behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loves you even more. As I often say, he has a plan for you to have hope and for you to prosper. You are not forgotten. The Lord really cares. And we care. Those in the free world, thank you for your prayers and your support of our ministry. Continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And the Lord can live through you if you allow him. Remember that God loves with the everlasting love, and we do too. But the most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say. Whatsoever God has promised, he will and he shall perform it. Give him a chance. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Bell and myself. The Lord will open up more doors. We get into more jails and prisons to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
And we will pray for you. Those of you in the free world, click into our website, www.heavenboundtrain.org, to learn more about our ministry. Amen. And what we are doing for Jesus. Praise God. Amen. Those that's incarcerated can write us for Bibles, other life-changing material. All material to prisoners are free. Spanish-speaking inmates write us for Spanish material. Jesus, which is Jesus Christ, love the Spanish-speaking people. Today's broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, Lama Wanga Permission of Velvet, saying that if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.